This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Zach and Josh. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Hour number two rolls along here on a beautiful Thanksgiving Eve here in our Amherst studio. Zach Jones, Josh Schmidt. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Buffalo Sabres in action tonight, 7 p.m. puck drop. 6 p.m. will be the start of the Steve Foley Law pregame show right here on WGR. They play tonight and Friday. Also at home, that game will be against Vancouver, two of the better road teams in the NHL. And then the Buffalo Bills get back to work today. Bills head coach Sean McDermott speaking with the media at noon. Hope to get a lot of injury updates today. We will see, though, when he speaks in just about an hour. And we also got some Thanksgiving games coming up tomorrow. Josh, we do have some news out of Green Bay.
We do.
For the Green Bay-Miami game that I think is objectively one of the funniest things you're going to see.
So in a nice little press release type post from the Green Bay Packers, a limited number of tickets are available for Thursday's game due to the Dolphins returning a portion of their allotment.
That sounds like a fake.
No,
that
it's
has
real.
To be fake.
No,
what?
No. It's a limited number of tickets are available for the Dolphins versus Packers game due to the visiting team returning a portion of their allotment. So in other words, the Dolphins players got all their tickets and the Dolphins staff and everybody else was given their whatever amount of tickets, and then they were all actually like, no, I'm not going to go.
Now, and I want to be fair here, you can argue. It's Thanksgiving night. They're going to stay home with their families. We'll see when you get back. You could argue that.
You could.
I'm choosing to ignore it.
Because no other team is posting this.
Yes, and I am saying that no. Dolphins employees, their families, what have you, are like, it's too damn cold. I ain't going. And that is perfect for the Dolphins.
Good job, Miami.
With all that being said, if they win on tomorrow night, gonna have to pack away the cold jokes for a little while here.
This tweet.
Oh no.
This tweet and the replies.
Oh no.
It's not.
The replies are not healthy.
I don't know if they're a Bills fan. I don't know where they're from. Oh, they are a Bills fan. That's fantastic. So David tweets at the Packers here, but also tags the Dolphins. The Dolphins fans return tickets to their own stadium. No way all 44 of them are going to Wisconsin.
Oh, man. That's mean. Speaking of that, though, it is tough because the Miami Hurricanes as well, they play at what's their stadium card? Hard Rock Stadium?
Yeah.
They play there, too. And, I mean, they've been a top 10 team all year. All year. Cam Ward's been awesome, the whole thing. And you'll see these home games, and just no one is at these games at all.
Mm-hmm.
No one is at these games, and they're a top 10 team the entire time, and it's unbelievable. Like this is a team that like ran the 80s and 90s.
Yeah. This is also hilarious because I'm scrolling through more, and every single reply is a Bills fan.
That's good.
I have not got to one Packers fan
That's good.
Yet.
We travel far.
This is great.
Including Twitter.
Okay, this person, Raider Nation, a Raiders fan chiming in. It's Thanksgiving. Take a break. No, never.
See, but no, but again,
hate does not hate to the Dolphins does not take a holiday.
That's fair. But we've got to be fair. It probably could be one of the reasons.
That is probably the yeah. But just every tweet is a Bills tweet. Just soft. They wish it was colder.
I wouldn't even be surprised to. I mean, they're going to make this known. But I'd also imagine the Packers are like, this will be just funny. Mm-hmm. Take a shot at the Dolphins by, because of course it's going to be cold out. They're coming to Green Bay.
It's not even really
it's
a
the
shot.
Dolphins.
It's not even really a shot. It's just them saying, hey, look, guys, we have more seats for you. It's super cool.
They should have taken more of a shot. They really should have. I know it's AFC, passive. NFC, but they totally should have taken a shot.
It is passive aggressive.
Like, I mean, come on. Like, it's so easy. Maybe this is a little mean, but like, it's Thanksgiving. They could have just been like, we're so thankful for the Miami Dolphins fans that don't want to sit in the cold. We have more tickets. Like, it could have been something like that. Very simple. Oh, it could have been perfect.
I'm now going in on Packers Twitter.
Never been around Packers Twitter.
They do an item of the game, apparently.
Oh, good.
They're giving away an orange camouflage Packers hat. That's the most Packers thing I've ever seen.
Very Wisconsin of them.
Very Wisconsin. Good for them. I mean, hey, if you're hunting, probably is useful.
That's right.
Hat.
No, that
it's
works.
Probably pretty useful, actually.
That works.
But it's just, I don't know. This is my first time ever on the Packers like Twitter page.
Yeah,
I've never been on this page.
I don't hate the Packers. They're definitely like a known historic franchise
for sure.
In the NFL.
Yeah.
I don't think about them often.
No.
When I do, it's typically either because I hate the fact that they also... We talk about like the Chiefs having dark magic.
Mm-hmm. The Packers.
No team has ever figured out the quarterback position better than the Packers. And yet they have 3 Super Bowls in like that run. No.
2.
Yeah, 2. Favre won 1. He made 2. Rodgers wins 1. And then you have the Jordan Love era. Of course, they win 1 and 2 with Bart Starr. But like, they've got like 3 all-time quarterbacks, specifically of their eras, if not all-time, and then Love looks really good. Not fair. Mm-hmm. You guys basically don't participate in free agency. This is not fair. And yet they figured it out. And then as well, I really liked the make of their team this year. So I thought about them a lot this offseason of their wide receiver room and such. They're a good team. Sal brought up though as well, like they're the 6th seed in the NFC. They're 8-3. Like the NFC North, I think, has arrived like a year early in how good I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be more of just Detroit and Green Bay going back and forth, Chicago getting a little bit better, Minnesota maybe getting a little bit better, preparing for J.J. McCarthy next year. Nope, good now. They're just really good now, and it's fun, though. It's a lot of fun.
Speaking of the Bears, I just saw a graphic from the 33rd team.
Mm-hmm.
Odds for the Bears' next head coach. And Joe Brady is listed on there.
Oh, he should be. Yeah, 100%
at
should
the
be.
Top.
Yeah, he should be. 100%. Remember, Ben Johnson's going to be he's going to play hard to get.
You're right.
Remember, last year the reported asking price for him was like $15 million a year,
which is
incredibly high.
And that's not a slight on Joe Brady. I just thought Ben Johnson would be up there, and I kind of didn't want Joe Brady to be up there.
I'm not surprised at all that Joe Brady's on there again. We didn't mention this either when we were talking about the Bills winning games this year with the run game as well. But they've shown they can win games in different ways. I think Brady has taken what he had last year, which was a very run dominant team, and has sort of gotten it more towards the middle. They've made moves. They've kind of helped kind of everything out. And if Allen wins the MVP this year, which I believe he is still the betting favorite, he likely gets a head coaching job. I'd be very surprised if a team like the Bears or even Jacksonville weren't like barging down his door and dragging him away with a contract signed. I'd be very surprised, especially with the fact that I think Ben Johnson is going to wait for the perfect job rather than a job that will be his first one and maybe even his last. A perfect example here would be Brian Daboll with the Giants. Leaves Buffalo, we all got it. He kind of maybe stayed a year longer than maybe he wanted to, but he takes the Giants job, and effectively that job was you got to fix Daniel Jones. Made it to the playoffs the first year, but then they signed him to a long-term deal, and well, in the middle of Dable's third year, Jones is now signing with the Vikings because he was cut in the middle of the season. You know, it's... I like what Ben Johnson's doing a lot, or at least appears to be doing. I don't think that's necessarily like definitive, but it appears he's doing is, no, I'm going to wait for the right job rather than the first job. I know a lot of
these guys will also, you know, get nervous of the fact of, well, but if I stay next year, does all of a sudden my stock, you know, dissipate? Does all of a sudden I'm not the hottest commodity out there, and all of a sudden all those jobs aren't available? I think Ben Johnson then is also thinking, cool, then I'll just stay an assistant, and I'll get paid a ton of money, and I'll keep winning games here, and I'll just keep being that guy, rather than I'll leave and go to the Jets and be fired in 3 years. And then all of a sudden your stock is really low.
Yeah.
That, I mean, that's the thing too. Robert Saleh is a phenomenal defensive mind. And yet what do we all think of him as? Just a bad head coach. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of where we're at with him.
But I think, I mean, again, I feel like the Jets is a hard team to look at that and say that just because they are the Jets and everyone understands, like, just because.
Even Brian Flores, though, with the Dolphins.
Yeah.
That, we all kind of, like, true, we're like reintroduced to him this year, but he's been a great defensive mind his entire career.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying is, like, I feel like the Jets are more known for that. Like, the Dolphins, sure, they're not great, but, like, it's kind of like if you've coached at the Jets and gotten fired, it's probably not your fault.
It's kind of getting that way. It's
probably not your fault. Like, well, I'm not saying Robert Saleh was the perfect head coach or anything, but like, it just probably wasn't all his fault.
I mean, no. For Saleh, no, it's not all his fault. Adam Gase, though, exists. That's kind of his fault.
Yeah,
they hired him. I get it, but man, he was a joke. But that's the thing. I think a lot of these coaches now, I think maybe rightfully, are going to start taking the Ben Johnson route of, no, I'm going to wait for the right job. You have to prove to me why this is the right job. Even though coaching can have a lot of arrogance, I think, to it. I mean, really, to be any professional athlete in either coaching or just straight up playing, you have to have some level of healthy arrogance of believing I can turn anything around. But I'll tell you right now, like, the idea of anyone wanting to actively take the Jets job and not being like the third or fourth pick for the Jets feels insane. I wouldn't want anything to do, honestly, with either New York team. I wouldn't want anything to do with them at all. They just feel like toxic sludge that I don't want to touch with a 10-foot pole.
You think Joe Shane has a job by the end of the season?
Nope. Hard Knocks kind of ruined that.
Yeah. And also, I feel like that Hard Knocks offseason is never going to happen again.
Man, I'm going to be so upset.
It's never going to happen again.
Albert Breer, I think formerly of NFL Network, I don't know who he's with now, but he tweeted something out a few days ago, too, of like, no one's ever going to do the Hard Knocks offseason. I hope we get to, and I say this knowing full well, I never want the Bills to do it. Start forcing teams like you do with the regular Hard Knocks. Be like, no, you're getting on this. You're bad, and we want to watch
it. Well, and just,
it's funny.
You know what? No, it's hard because obviously Hard Knocks, you have to do a bad team. But like the offseason one, just do any team. Because good teams won't care if you come into their office.
Oh, they'll super care.
Well, they'll care, but they're not going to look like idiots. They're just going to want to hide certain things.
You say that now.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I think that, like, you went to a somewhat rookie GM on a bad team with a bad owner and a bad outlook.
Oh, I fully believe every
team. There was no way that Joe Shane was going to come out of that looking good unless he was able to keep Saquon Barkley and find someone to trade for Daniel Jones.
But here, perfect example. Good front offense, the Bills. How uncomfortable, awkward, and embarrassing is the whole J.D. McKissick thing from a few years ago?
Ooh.
Every team goes through super uncomfortable, embarrassing moments every offseason. I'm convinced of that.
I forgot
about
that.
We just don't find out about them because good teams are good at hiding them, and they recover and do other good things that make you forget about it.
Right.
But could you imagine the offseason edition of Hard Knocks being there and the J.D. McKissick thing is happening?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh,
The phone call. Oh, okay, great. Sounds good, JD. We'll see you soon. Like 10 minutes later. Hello? Oh. Oh, you don't want to come here.
And then could you imagine like, something like similar like Saquon Barkley where,
yeah, right,
where
right.
the entire front office coaching staff is like preparing for JD McKissick and it's they're watching NFL Network and it's JD McKissick's going back to Washington.
Yeah.
And you have to watch your GM, who you think is very smart and you think is doing a great job, have to have an awestruck, you know, look on his face. I'm not saying that's what happened.
Right.
But that
but
I, all of a sudden the mask is taken off of how good things are run. I think everything with sports is a lot of tripping, falling, mistakes, and then success.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people bring this up with the draft when criticizing Brandon Bean, where he nailed Josh Allen, like you know,
yeah.
and that's it. When objectively, it's not true. He's hit a lot of late round picks. They've also had some first and second round picks who have been very good. I've brought up Osiris Torrance constantly about how second round pick, and he started every game since Greg Rousseau has turned out to be a great player. But could you also that too 2018 that draft. I'm convinced. I'll never know. Almost definitely will never know. I think the Bills had Sam Darnold as their number one quarterback. What if all of a sudden we're seeing an interview where they're talking about, I don't know about Allen. I don't know. I don't know. Now all of a sudden they go from, they look like geniuses now because nobody had cameras in there. Nobody was a fly on the wall. Until now, we're all of a sudden, here, perfect example is with the Giants. How uncomfortable was this year for Daniel Jones? Because we knew how much Brian Daboll, I mean, love in his eyes, listening to Drake May.
Yeah.
Just right on the board and talk.
Looking back now, imagine they draft Drake May. Granted, who would he throw to? But you draft Drake
Who's
May.
Who's he throwing to now?
Well, that's fair.
Kind of making it work. Not
that's
really,
true.
But kind of.
And, man, the Giants were one, they literally just not signing Daniel Jones. They could have been in such a better position.
Oh, 100%.
And now they have to go into a bad quarterback class. With no quarterback. You almost feel bad for him. See, the Giants, I kind of feel bad for.
I do because of Daboll and Shane.
Yeah, the Jets, not so much.
Yeah, but I do because of the Buffalo connections of...
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Although, I mean, like, they could be up there for the Shedeur Sanders, I quote-unquote sweepstakes. I don't think he's, like, that kind of quarterback prospect. He is the best one, in my opinion, of this draft class. Him and then Cam Ward, and then I think there is a bit of a steep decline.
Mm-hmm.
They could be there for it. They have Malik Nabers. I think that is attractive to any quarterback. Like, even if Deion Sanders and Shedeur Sanders don't necessarily want him to play for the Giants, that is attractive of, all right, well, you're going to have Nabers. You're going to have somebody to throw to that's really, really good. They just have to figure everything else out,
mm-hmm.
which... If you nail the head coach, you can turn that around pretty quickly. The Giants were lucky year one. Again, their biggest problem was signing Daniel Jones after that. They'd have been like the Bills breaking the playoff drought and then deciding, let's say they beat Jacksonville in that wild card game.
Man.
We're gonna now sign Tyrod Taylor.
Let's run it back. Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah. Now all of a sudden, you're sitting there going, oh, I don't know about that. Like I know Sneaky Joe is a huge Tyrod Taylor fan. I love Tyrod, especially mm-hmm. for the few years he was here. He was great. He was kind of that sneaky addition. So there was also that added bonus of, man, the Bills were on top of this. Like they were there. It felt like they were progressing. A lot of that goodwill dies when he all of a sudden gets like a Ryan Fitzpatrick contract where you're like, no, I just heard about this 2018 class, how good it was. You've been setting yourself up for this. What are we doing?
Right.
And do we know the Bills wouldn't have done that if they won a playoff game?
We don't.
We have no idea.
We would have if Hard Knocks would have been.
Back to the offseason Hard Knocks. Now, all of a sudden, maybe we all of a sudden see the coaching staff is sitting there, and it's a real split on, like, no, we need to keep Tyrod. You know, we were right there in the playoff game. Like, we need to add more offensive pieces, or we need this, and this. Not a quarterback. We got our quarterback. But uncomfortable as hell.
Yeah.
I don't want any of that.
Especially if that's
my favorite team.
Especially if all that conversation goes on and then they don't go out and then they do go out and draft Allen, if that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Man. See, this is why. Like, this is why you need to have the in-season or off-season edition of Hard Knocks, because then you find out all this stuff and it creates so much drama and storyline and everything.
100%. I just never want it on my favorite team.
That's it. We've established
I want it for
like,
everybody
the
else.
The Giants ruined
team.
It for everyone because they were so bad so quickly. Like, if it would have just been, like, kind of bad, then it would have been fine. And teams would have been like, well, we still don't love it, but we'll do it, I guess. But now it's like every team wants nothing to do with it, and it's all the Giants' fault.
Yeah, they really...
They went out there and they said, oh, you want this to be Hard Knocks? Cool. Watch this.
We are absolutely going to cause
many people in this organization to be fired. We're going to let go of our star running back that's going to become the potential front runner for the MVP next season. We're also not going to draft the best quarterback in the draft class. And I say that kind of confidently because I think Drake May is kind of taking that over. I'm not fully there yet. But
no, but for right now, the rookie year, I think it goes Bo Nix, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Caleb Williams. I think obviously look, JJ McCarthy not having played.
If you look
yet.
With what Drake May has to work with though, and what he's done, I think you can argue that he should be higher up on that. And what he's
shown. Who is Bo Nix throwing to?
Cortland Sutton.
And then who? Little Jordan Humphrey?
Cortland Sutton.
I love him. He's a Longhorn baby. I love him. But be serious.
But who's Drake May throwing to?
I mean, also nobody.
Exactly.
But,
at least Bo Nix has one person. Drake May has nobody. I'm surprised he hasn't thrown it up in the air and caught it himself yet.
He kind of did with that Hunter Henry touchdown. He just kind of lofted it up there.
Yeah.
That was a prayer ball on fourth down. Jeffrey tweets in, by the way, I feel like the Giants is the landing spot for Sam Darnold in the offseason.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious, though.
100%.
That'd be so funny.
I'll say 100%. I'll even push it to 1,000% if Brian Daboll's still the head coach.
I was about to say, because if our thoughts and theories are correct, what if, you know, how much did Brian Daboll like Sam Darnold over Josh Allen in that draft class? We're going to find out this offseason if Daboll's still there. Was Shane part of that too? Was he part of that group?
I think so.
Maybe not. He wasn't probably the assistant at that point, but he was definitely in the organization. I believe
Brian Daboll, I don't think, was brought in yet, or he was just brought in.
Yeah.
So he was just brought in 18, and then for Joe Shane.
Because I think it was well known, regardless of where he was, Daboll.
And then Shane was the assistant GM in 2017. So, yeah, I mean, those guys would have also been a part of those conversations.
See, if I'm – who's their owner? John Mara. If I'm him, ride it out. Keep the two of them. Let them go get their guy that they've been waiting for since 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that because, you know, they didn't want Josh Allen. But they were also definitely interested in Sam Darnold.
Oh, I think 100%. And I'll be completely transparent here. A lot of this also, I was a big Sam Darnold fan.
Mm.
And I thought he fit what the Bills were kind of looking for. His biggest issue was turnovers.
Yeah.
I think if he was put in a good spot, his development would have been great. You're already kind of seeing it. He's performing well after having a bad start. I will say this, though, for the Giants, and specifically as them as a destination here.
Mm-hmm.
If he wound up there, you've got to make damn sure your offensive line is – at least average.
Yeah.
They lost Andrew Thomas, and that was a big miss for a big hit for them the rest of this year. Their offensive line, though, past him is not very good. They need to be better there, and they need to add somebody else. Like this is where all of a sudden get Andrew Thomas, get another get a tackle opposite of him.
Mm-hmm.
Then in like the third round, get a guard and just be like, Sam Darnold's our guy. That's our guy moving forward here, and we're just going to have a bunch of dudes, and that's what we're going to end up doing.
Right.
Because right now, you're seeing it with Sam Darnold. Once Christian Darrisaw went down, he is abysmal against pressure, and since he's gone down, the pressure rates have gone up, and his numbers have gone down. They're still winning games because I think Kevin O'Connell is the most underrated coach in football. I think he is spectacular. I can't wait to see what he does with J.J. McCarthy. But if you're the Giants, that's got to be uno numero one. Like, that's got to be the thing. Offensive line needs to be better.
Yeah.
Needs to be better. And I would say that for most teams. It's not sexy, but as I will routinely say, oftentimes the least sexy thing in sports is actually the right thing to do.
No.
It's fun to draft a wide receiver fifth, and sometimes it works. Look at Jamar Chase. You know, even Malik Nabers is really good. But a really good offensive line?
Malik Nabers is fantastic. He doesn't have anyone with him. Yeah. And he also doesn't have not just a quarterback, but it's nobody else wide receiver-wise.
Yep. But a really good offensive line, though, can fix a lot of issues. You'll also find out, too, if your quarterback is bad or not. That was the one big issue with Daniel Jones. The man could I mean, with the offseason addition of Hard Knocks, you knew your job was basically done. Throw the ball.
Yeah.
Push the ball downfield. And he just wouldn't do it. He just would not do it. I felt bad for him by the end because it felt like that was just that's who he is. Just not great. He is signing a one-year deal with the Minnesota Vikings. If you have not heard, that's been
how much?
Breaking. One-year deal. I haven't seen the actual numbers in terms of the deal. It's not going to be much. I could even see it being league minimum.
I was going to say, is it that crazy if it's league minimum?
No, I think that'd be right.
Probably not, right? Yeah, okay.
I think he is signing with a team just to maybe try to win a ring and just kind of like, I don't want to be out of football for half a season into the offseason. I want to do this now, so I'm here. But ultimately, I think he can be a backup quarterback. I do wonder, though. I think it's a fun idea that people have brought up, the idea that he could be the Bills' backup quarterback. I think he's already where, like, Mitch Trubisky was at. where you're just like, I don't really trust him entering a game. Like I mentioned, he doesn't push the ball down the field. Sure, he runs, but he doesn't really want to. He takes a lot of sacks. He turns the ball over. I don't think it's a very good idea at all. 803-0550 is the number to call if you want to jump on today. We're talking a lot of football. Jumped around the league there a little bit. Also want to jump into the Sabres here before we wrap up today. But after a quick timeout, we're going to get a look at the weather. Chief Meteorologist over at WGRZ, Patrick Hammer, will join the show as it does look like we're going to have a weather game on Sunday, especially some lake effect snow coming in Friday and through the weekend. That's coming from Patrick's Twitter just under an hour ago. He'll join the show here after a quick timeout. Zach Jones, Josh Schmidt here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.